You probably can guess what I'm going to say, and it goes something like this. Turn with me, if you will, to the place where this week's Torah portion begins. We're again very close. As a matter of fact, next week will be the last week of the Torah cycle. And that means this chapter 32 is the standalone, well-known, and second, as it turns out, Song of Moses. So turn with me to chapter 32 of the book of Devarim or Deuteronomy. And it begins with this in Hebrew, Ha'atzinu, or in English, give ear. Hashemayim, you heavens, or the heavens. And I will speak, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. So, let's pause there. This is, in fact, the song of Moses, the song that he says you are to teach the children of Israel. It is a, it'll be a witness against you, and that's what he's going to say here as well. And it's been said that this is kind of a distillation of the entire story of the Exodus in a single song. This, of course, is something that Moses sings, literally. He, along with Joshua, teaches it to the children of Israel on the very day before his death. So it's quite a dramatic, literal conclusion to the book and to the story. My doctrine, he continues, shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender grass, as the showers upon the herb. For I will proclaim the name of Yahuwah. This is one of those places, again, where I would say we need to get it right, since that's what he's doing, proclaiming the real name of Yahuwah. Ascribe you greatness unto our Elohim, or actually our Heinu. So that would be the new ending as in terms of the our form of the noun. So ascribe ye greatness to our Eloheinu. The rock. And this word, of course, is Zur in this case, Hatzur. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, an Elohim of faithfulness and without Torahlessness, without iniquity, just and right is he. Is corruption his? No. His children's is the blemish, a generation crooked and perverse. So we're going to see in here, too, that what he does is he doesn't pull any punches as far as the problems that are going to be not only extant then, but that are going to be made clear. And it's a continuing problem, as it turns out. Do you thus requite Yahuwah, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he your father that has gotten you? Has he not made you and established you? Remember the days of old, and consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will declare unto you, your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the children of men, he set the borders of the peoples according to the numbers of the B'nai Israel. So this is talking about the lots that they've drawn into the land. For the portion of Yahuwah is his people, Yaakov the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, in a waste, a howling wilderness. So he's telling the story now about Jacob, really, and the founding of the nations. He compassed him about, he cared for him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle that stirs up her nest, hovering over her young, spreading abroad her wings, taking them and bearing them on her pinions, Yahuwah alone did lead him. There was no strange Elohim, no strange fake gods with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, and he did eat the fruitage of the field, and he made him to suck honey out of the crag, an oil out of the flinty rock, curd of kine and milk of sheep, fat of lambs, rams of the breed of Bashan, and he-goats with the kidney fat of wheat, and of the blood of the grape you drank foaming wine. But, he says, and by the way, this is the first use of this term, Jeshurun, or Yeshurun, waxed fat. So these are another reference to the sons of Yaakov. Waxed fat and kicked. Yep, you did. You waxed fat. You did grow thick. You became gross. And he forsook Elohim who made him, and he condemned the rock, the Zur, of his salvation. So the root word there, Yasha. They roused him to jealousy with strange gods, fake gods, with abominations did they provoke him. They sacrificed unto demons, no gods, gods that they knew not, new gods that came up of late, which your fathers dreaded not. And this is another one of those places where I can't help but see a bit of dual fulfillment. We know that it happened before. We know that the nations, the tribes, were kicked out, both northern and southern kingdom, for idolatry. And we also know that there are still old gods that are coming back, Baal, Ashtaroth, A lot of these are obvious in the various Romanized, paganized churches. But we have new gods as well, the fake gods, the AIs that are also coming up. Truly new gods and demons. Of the rock, though, that begot them, you were unmindful, and you did forget Elohim that bore you. And Yahuwah saw, and he spurned because of the provoking of his sons and daughters. And he said then, I will hide my face from them. I'll see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom there is no faithfulness. They have roused me to jealousy with a no God. They have provoked me with their vanities. Therefore I will rouse them to jealousy with a no people. That word there, below Am. And I will provoke them with a vile nation. For a fire is kindled in my nostril, burns into the depths of the netherworld, and devours the earth with her produce, and sets ablaze the foundations of the mountains. I will heap evils upon them. I'll spend my arrows upon them, the wasting of hunger, the devouring of the fiery bolt, bitter destruction, and the teeth of beasts will I send upon them, with the venom of crawling things of the dust. Without shall the sword be reeve, and in the chambers there'll be terror, slaying both young man and a virgin, the suckling with the man of gray hairs. I thought I would make an end of them. I would make their memory cease from among men. Were it not that I dreaded the enemy's provocation, lest their adversaries should misunderstand, misdeem, lest they should say, our hand is exalted, and it's not Yahuwah that has wrought all of this. Because they are a nation void of counsel, and there is no understanding in them. If they were wise, they'd know this. They'd understand this. They would discern their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had given them over, and Yahuwah had delivered them up? For their rock, he says, is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom, and the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter. So, another reference to paganism and to the kind of things that we've seen before that have been overthrown. Their wine is the venom of serpents, and the cruel poison of asps. Is this not laid up in store with me, sealed up in my treasuries? Vengeance is mine, and recompense, against the time when their foot shall slip. For the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that are to come upon them shall make haste. For Yahuwah will judge his people, and he repents himself for his servants, when he sees that their stay is gone, and there is none remaining, shut up or left at large. And it said, where are their gods, the rock in whom they trusted? Who did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drink the wine of their drink offering? Let him rise up and help you. Let him be your protection. This is a motif we've seen before too, but it's extremely important. You trust in these fake gods? Oh, you really think they're going to save you? Yeah. When the day comes, yeah, let's just see. Let's just see if they'll rise up and protect you. Let him be your protection. See now that I, even I, says Yah, am he. There is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I have wounded and I heal, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, if I whet my glittering sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine adversaries and will recompense them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and the captives from the long-haired heads of the enemy. Sing aloud, O you nations of his people, for he does avenge the blood of his servants, and doth render vengeance to his adversaries, and doth make expiation for the land of his people. And Moses came, and he spoke all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshea, son of Nun. And notice that the text here harkens back to the name of Hoshea before he was renamed, and the Yod was added to his name. And it says then, when Moshe made an end of speaking all of these words to Kol Israel, he said unto them, set your heart unto all the words wherewith I testify against you this day, that you may charge your children wherewith to observe to do all the words of this Torah, this instruction. For this is no vain thing for you. This is your life. and through this thing you shall prolong your days upon the land, whither you go over the Jordan to possess it. And this is the end then of the chapter, and the end of the life of Moses, essentially, almost. Yahuwah then spoke unto Moshe that selfsame day. And Rashi explains that this is kind of an indication, that terminology, that selfsame day, that what this is a change of age that we're seeing. There was the age of Noah and the garden, then there was the age of Abraham, and finally the age of the Exodus. And that age is now coming to an end with the death of Moshe. Saying to Moses, he says, "Get you up into this mountain of Abarim, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, over against Jericho. And behold, the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession. And die there in the mountain when you go up, and be gathered unto your people, as Aaron your brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people. Because," and here is the reminder, "you trespass against me in the midst of the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you did not sanctify me, not in the midst of the children of Israel. For you shall see the land afar off, but you shall not go thither into the land which I give to the B'nai Israel." And with that, folks, chapter 32, the Song of Moses, has ended, and so has this part of the story. And next week we'll talk about the blessing that Moshe blesses him with before he dies, and that is the final parsha in the Torah.